You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by Nina McConaughey. She is the author of the book of short stories, Cowboys and East Indians, and she also teaches at the University of Wyoming. She will be kicking off the Writers of the West series at the Teton County Library, and that starts with a creative writing workshop tonight from 6 to 7:30, a reading Wednesday at 6 p.m., and another writing workshop Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4:30. Nina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Nina, though you're from Wyoming, you have quite the passport collection. Can you give our listeners a little insight into your background that gives you such a unique perspective on the American West?
Yeah, so I was born in Singapore to an Indian mother and an Irish father. And my dad is a geologist, and we were transferred from Singapore to Wyoming when I was 10 months old. So I grew up in Casper, and that's where I've lived all my life. And, you know, Casper, it's getting more diverse now, but definitely growing up, I was probably one of the only brown faces in school. And being biracial in Wyoming has sort of been an interesting perspective because I feel very much like I'm from Wyoming, but definitely when people see me, they instantly are like, you know, what are you? What are you? And I'm always like, well, I don't from Wyoming. I don't know what to say, but I think they're more asking about race and what my mother is.
So your book, Cowboys and East Indians, mm-hmm. is a collection of short stories with an array of different characters appearing to be outsiders in the familiar setting of the American West. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of these characters in Cowboys and East Indians?
Yeah. So when I was starting the book, the thing I was most interested in about is that there's so many great Indian American writers who write really amazing fiction about the immigrant experience, but I didn't think that much had been written about the rural immigrant experience and people that were experiencing difference in a place like Wyoming where there just isn't, you know, in Wyoming, now there's an Indian restaurant in Casper, but certainly growing up, we drove to Denver to get Indian groceries. We were just really isolated. And so my characters are usually people that are sort of a little bit on the fringes, but I have all different characters. In one story, there's an Indian exchange student sort of navigating the world of like an American high school. I have biracial characters like myself. I have another character that's running a motel, another character that's has been adopted and is at the University of Wyoming and sort of coming in contact with real, quote unquote, Indians for the first time. So there, and then I have characters that are Wyoming characters that are white, that are just experiencing difference and sort of trying to figure that out as well. So the stories really range all over the place in terms of character, but I think the one constant is Wyoming is in all of them.
Now, I saw an online interview of yours where you're talking about visiting India for the first time as a young woman mm-hmm. and finally not feeling like a minority. And I had quite the opposite experience there. What was your experience like?
Well, I only went to India for the first time when I was 23. So I was old comparatively. I thought I was very Indian because we grew up eating Indian food. I ate with my hand. I didn't speak Tamil, but I heard it a lot in the house. And I felt very Indian. And yet, you know, I never knew other Indians really growing up. And so going to India the first day, I remember standing on the street and I thought, this is the first time in my remembered life I'm not in the minority. And I was 23. So that's a long time to always be pretty different. But then about 10 minutes later, it was the pretty stark realization that, yeah, I may look like everybody here, but actually I don't actually have that much in common. And, you know, one of my huge Wyoming sensibilities is just not having crowds or population or noise. And I remember the first time I was in India, that was an adjustment. I definitely just the sheer crush of people and just spatially, I realized I was much more Wyoming than I thought.
Yeah, it's really like rushed your senses being in India.
It is, definitely.
If you're just tuning in, I am speaking with Nina McConaughey. She's the author of the collection of short stories, Cowboys and East Indians. And she's also a teacher at the University of Wyoming. She is here visiting with the Teton County Library as part of their Writers of the West series. You can join Nina tonight at her first writing workshop at the Teton County Library at 6 p.m. Now, while you're in Jackson, you're going to be hosting two writing workshops. Mm-hmm. One is on creating compelling characters, right. And another is It's All About Me, Writing About Oneself. Can you give our listeners a little info into what to expect at these writing workshops?
Yeah, so tonight's workshop is about creating compelling characters. And for me, a lot of times, story starts with the character. Obviously, Wyoming's my setting, usually, though I do have some stories set in India. But to to me, I only want to read a story if I really like the character and I want to go along the ride with this person. Or, you know, actually, sometimes unlikable characters are also people you want to read and figure out what they're doing. So that will be tonight's workshop, is really delving into how do we develop strong, interesting, not flat characters. The other workshop is about writing about self. And I think so much when I read, people always ask, like, are these stories true? Or, and my stories are all based in autobiography, but as a fiction writer, you have to lie. You have to make up a world. And so it's sort of using those elements of writing about yourself and what you know to then also make a world that is also fictionalized, so, you know, your family doesn't come after you later and ask why you're writing about them.
I can see that. Now, you are without a doubt a Wyoming woman. What do you love about this state, and what do you like about teaching here?
You know, it's funny because I always thought when I was younger I would leave Wyoming after college. I wouldn't come back. And I certainly always thought, oh, I'm going to live somewhere really diverse like New York. But later I really realized, like, no, I really love the land here. And I'm not a huge outdoorsman. I always say I'm a poetic outdoorsman. I like to walk and I don't climb or downhill ski or anything like that. But to me, the land is just so important to it's having the space and looking out on the horizon and taking walks and just knowing that, I don't know, seeing mountains, it just, something about it's really healing and really good for my work. And I can't imagine living somewhere else. And also I teach at the University of Wyoming, and I love my students there. I love their sensibilities. I think they're fantastic students, are really smart and interesting. And we almost all share a love of this place. And even if they hate Wyoming, which some of them think they do when they're in college, I think I want them to think about the state critically, but also with a lot of love, because that's certainly the way I approach my writing.
Well, Nina, thank you so much for joining us here on KHOL.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Nina McConnelly, and she is going to be here at the Teton County Library for the week for the Writers of the West series. You've been tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.